Okay, so of course very wonderful to be here, and I should mention that I haven't really done very much for this seminar, and I just sort of thought, oh, it might be a good idea to invite a few nuns to come, and that's about it, and then the idea got taken up, and so everybody else has done all the work, so most of the other venerables, Venerable Adimutta, and the other monks here, especially Venerable Tapasi and Venerable Jagannatha, have done a tremendous amount of work, as well as all the lay people here. So this is all very good. I'm following my teacher's advice from Ajahn Brahm to delegate, delegate, delegate. And, so this is all very good. So sometimes people ask me, and nuns ask me, why do you support nuns? And it was when I was in Bodh Gaya last year for chanting ceremony, and I was introduced to Sister Tita Mehta from Amaravati, and she said, oh, Sujata, you're the monk who supports nuns. I thought it was a very strange kind of statement. I thought, is it really so unusual? And people say, why do you support nuns? I think a more pertinent question is to ask all venerables, why don't they support nuns? I think that's more, it seemed to me, more unusual, that we're simply supporting each other as Dhamma practitioners. And it would seem to me that that's the normal thing to do, and that there's something a bit abnormal about not wanting to support nuns. But any case, that's how it is. And for me, this has been quite a long journey. But you know, I was introduced as a monk in Thai forest tradition, and sort of come to what Nana chant and ordain and practice and so on. And, you know, when you're a young monk in those situations, you don't really think about it very much, you know. It's a boys' club, you know, there's blokes there. And when gender issues come up, as one of the senior monks in our tradition said to a group of the lay women, wanted to discuss issues around women's role in the monastery, what Nanacha. And so one of the senior monks' response was, this is a boys' club, and if I was you, I wouldn't be here. And so this was... this is a fairly straightforward policy. It's clear enough. And so often you don't really think about it. And there's a few little kind of, you know, maybe hear a few things around the edges, but then you don't really, it's not an issue for you. And so it's only been over a long period of time, different encounters with different people, and personal encounters with practitioners, and seeing how dedicated that they are, and so on and so forth. That's made me very gradually aware of the sometimes quite sad situation as far as female renunciates, and the need to do something about it. And it seems to me that in debating it, that very often when discussing it with the bhikkhus, that the question gets kind of diverted into issues of like lineage or vinaya and so on and so forth, which sort of present a face onto the question of bhikkhuni ordination, which tries to rationalize it, tries to make it sound as if it's actually rational. In fact, it's not rational at all. And this has been something that a lot of my research has been going in and trying to look at. Like, why is there this kind of feeling of objection and fear to the idea of having the bhikkhuni sangha become strong? And of course, we're mainly talking about a Theravadan context here, although the same similar issues are found in one way or another within all the Buddhist traditions. And certainly as we were talking last night with Venerable Wei Jun and the others, that really I think for most of us here feel that our main identification is that we're here to practice the Dhamma and to practice Dhamma Vinaya of the Buddha, and for me being Theravadan or whatever is very much secondary. And so for me actually being a monk is important, and being in the forest tradition is very important for me. When I get up in the morning and I look out my window, I see trees and forest. I don't see Theravada. There's no sign saying you are a Theravada monk. This is a very kind of abstract concept. But what I do see is the trees and the forest, and this kind of shaven head and the robes and things. This is the reality of life.